With us in the studio on Static this evening, it is always fantastic to be visited by Angie. How are you?
I'm very well, Chris.
Good to see you. This is the only time I ever get to sit down and talk to you every couple of years, so please don't stop making records.
I won't.
2019, of course, brings the Underling album, which you're launching tomorrow night at Petersham Bowling Club. Have you got the hang of this kind of thing by now?
No, not really. It still feels a bit strange and peculiar and absurd, but I don't know why, but I keep doing it. I'm not sure why.
Is it like moving house or something? You forget how bad it is until the next time around you have to do it.
Yeah, or maybe you don't really realise what you're getting yourself into until you're already doing it, and then you're like, oh, damn.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Angie, I might sound like your grandmother, but you were doing so well. What happened with the lovely sweet piano from the last album, Shyness? You were getting so refined and polite.
Well, I found myself playing like a grand piano in like a really nice bar, and everyone was listening, and I was playing like arpeggios, and then I was like, this sucks.
So you were performing songs off that record somewhere?
Yeah.
And had a moment of, what have I done?
Yeah, no, I still love piano and I love playing piano, but there's something about electrified instruments that just makes you go crazy. And like, I'm electrified and I can't forget it or escape it. So.
Okay, so that wasn't a bold new direction. That was just a slight detour, that last record.
No, I would say that is the direction I'm definitely ultimately heading in. But I thought that I had a little bit of pizzazz and like electricity and wah left inside of me. So I had to bludgeon it out.
I'd say that pizzazz will always be there. I mean, would that seem like a kind of hard record to make as well because of the instrument you were using? So does the Underling feel like you're back on more familiar territory? Did this one come easy, Angie?
I find playing guitar really easy if I'm improvising, but trying to play something that's specific I found really, really difficult. The engineer, John Vulgaris, he helped me kind of structure things, because usually I just improvise and that will be what happens on the record, but this time it was much more eloquent and thought out, which I think ultimately has contributed to a much more kind of finessed rock record than my other two.
This album's also a continuation in some ways from that last album though, because the sparse closing song on Shyness was a thing called This House, and now the new album has This House Athens Reprise, which is your sort of punk blast version of it.
Yeah, I think that everything is about like the moment and serendipity. So I thought I'm just going to do the song in a rock setting in Athens, because that's where I recorded the album. And yeah, it just seemed to work. So just ran with it.
Have you out of that sort of learned how songs can have different permutations? You know, there's not just one iteration of a song. Do you feel like they can exist from one record to a next then?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel music is timeless and a record is encapsulating a sense of something at a particular place in time, and if captured in the same setting and format at a different time, it could sound different. So yeah, I guess I'm interested in that concept and how life is really serendipitous, and like in music things are really serendipitous and they're based on chance, and you can plan as much as you can, but you have to throw caution to the wind sometimes and just let things happen.
Because there's also two versions of the song Movement on this album as well. There's a slowed down, wigged out coda at the end. So it feels kind of freeing to be able to say, I'm going to take on this song in a couple of different ways.
Yeah, I mean, I really like self-referential stuff. I just thought it was a bit like silly and tongue-in-cheek to re-record a previous song of mine in a different setting. And like, I previously did an artwork where I made karaoke versions of all my songs with no lyrics, because it was really funny and humorous for me to witness people trying to sing songs they didn't know, because I'm not famous, so
I need to do one of those songs. Why are they not a Ding Dong Dang?
Yeah, I know, why not? But yeah, like that informed people's interpretations of my music with lyrics, with no melody, informed my own performance. So I guess, yeah, these like different encapsulations of the same thing are interesting.
You mentioned the producer, a guy called John Vulgaris. How did you come to be recording in Athens?
Well, I was in Athens in an alleyway that was having a gig, and somebody mentioned that there was this Australian Athenian, and I was like, what do you mean? And he owned all these crazy 70s tube amplifiers and had a makeshift studio. I was like, I've got to meet this guy. They introduced me to him. He grew up in Australia, as a teenager for some reason. So he spoke perfect English. We could understand each other really well. And he said, I own a studio. And I was like, okay, I'm going to come back in about 3 to 4 years and record an album with you. Because he told me a bit about his recording interests, and it just seemed something about it. I don't know. I got a feeling from people. I got a feeling from him. I was like, I'm going to come back here in 4 years. And then I did.
So did you write the songs specifically with that setting in mind?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And his production skills in mind, which is like, yeah, if you listen to the album, like the drums, it's like a very intense studio drum setup. I don't think I've ever created a drum sound as good as that before in a studio. And I want it to be epic and kind of intense. So all the songs are written with that in mind.
Did you find it a bit more freeing not doing it in Australia as well? Was there a sense of escapism or exoticism for you about going somewhere else and making a record that you might not necessarily make on your doorstep?
Yeah, recording this album was the most outrageous, wild experience because it was in Greece. Like, it was condensed into this time period. I didn't even know how to get home. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't have any instruments. Like, it was just crazy. Like, I flew there by myself. Like, I didn't even know if I would come home with anything. But yeah, I came home with this record. So
it's a very romantic sort of rock and roll story, Angie.
Oh, yeah.
It's also amazing what John has got out of you in this record, because by and large, it's not sludgy. A song like Your Style is this go-betweens sort of jangly pop song, Angie, with this high register verse vocals. So was he pushing you pretty hard?
Yeah, yeah. Like, when we first met up, we were rehearsing in this skyscraper. It was really strange. And he was like, this is going to be good, right? And I was like, wow. What are you implying? Yeah, I'm very shy. So he pushed me to come out of my shell and sing, like really sing, because I usually hide my singing behind like a wall of noise. And I think it was the right time, and I think it sounds great, so.
You're a fantastic advertisement for Greek tourism and Greek recording, you know.
Yeah, well,
every,
I recommend
every
it.
Sydney band's going to want to do that. And I mean, for you, you started out in bands as a teenager, Kiosk and then Circle Pit. Is making music a different experience for you nowadays, Angie, over a decade later? I'm guessing when you're younger, it's much more of a social hanging out with your mates kind of thing. Do you find it a very different process?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I really like that question, by the way. Yeah, I never like wanted to be a solo recording artist because I don't really feel comfortable with it. But I feel like me, I have like an awesome level of anonymity and I can just do whatever I want. But yeah, definitely in my previous recording experiences, it was highly sociable. But I still feel like now it's highly sociable in a sense that it kind of, me as a person alone making music draws me to the other side of the world, draws me to people and places in a different way. And it's much more like kind of, dare I say, like intellectual. I just like have so many hobbies and I just want to do absolutely everything I can while I have the energy, because I feel like my energy, which is a song on the new album, by the way, I've got crazy energy, but it's fading. So I'm just really frantic about trying to do everything while I can.
I think that's something about getting older as well. You realise that your time here is limited. So, you're kind of driven to want to get things out.
Our time is very limited. Yeah. So
all those times you spent lying around as a teenager.
But yeah, like I guess I'm so passionate about music, listening to music, buying music. And that also goes across to books and films and art. And if I can help contribute or help other people or contribute in some way to any of those fields, I will and I can. And I feel like there is this notion of like the genius who's like a fantastic pianist or whatever. But I don't really subscribe to that. I feel like in today's setting, you can be a master of all trades and like you can explore and learn in public. And that's something I've always done, is like maybe my records aren't perfect, but I'm like learning in public and trying to do things and just doing them if I can.
That is also that thing of getting older. You can look back and they're signposts as well of what you've done.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good way to remember things. And records are such an encapsulation of a time. The Underling is a crazy encapsulation of a crazy time that I am a million miles away from now, even though it was only 2.5 years ago.
Well, I hope that there's plenty of energy at Petersham Bowling Club tomorrow night.
So do I.
When you launch the album. And I think all of Sydney's Greek community should be rallying behind you for this record.
Yeah, I hope so.
We might have a listen to Your Style off the album right now, Angie. It was great to see you. I'll see you on the next record. We'll have another tour.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
This is Angie on Static, and have a good launch tomorrow night.
Thank you.